Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
That sounds like our cue. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth is with us, live in Australia. This is The Collapse, and what do you do after The Collapse? Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, really, really well. We are in almost 24/7 mode here at the farm because we are preparing to cut hay, putting the finishing touches on the equipment, getting everything all ready. I'm talking about the tractors, the hay baler, the hay mowers. And one of the things that hay mowers do, as you might find, is quite unusual. But you know how we wear shoes, and we used to have shoes that you would get re-heeled and resold? Well, we have a hay mower that's about roughly 9 feet long or 9 feet wide. And it hangs on the back of the three-point attachment on the back of a tractor. And what you do is this has little cutters. The cutters are about 2.5-3 inches long, and they spin on the end of discs. So there's two cutters per disc, 180 degrees apart. And they spin at thousands of RPM, let's say somewhere around 5,000 RPM. These things are buzzing at really high speeds. And as they travel across the base of the grass plants, they just cut it, and the grass falls over. So it's not like a mower, per se, like a lawnmower that chops up the grass under the mower deck. This, when these little blades hit the grass, they just fall over. And so the entire grass plant just falls over. And the way it works is there are no wheels on this mower. This mower has steel skids. They call them shoes. And for each cutter, there are seven cutters, each one of these cutters has a shoe under it. And this, I would say it's probably 700 pounds in weight. It rides on these shoes across the grass. So there's no wheels. So these shoes wear out. They're steel shoes. And they're, let's say, maybe a foot wide. And they're tapered. And they're curved so that they can kind of glide over the small bumps in the grass. And they wear out. Well, we have to put new shoes on our mower because what we've done in the past is we've reshoed them. We put new steel. We fabricate steel so that we wear out our steel before we wear out the steel that's on the base of the shoes. And we've worn them so thin that, you know, after all these years, they're just shot. So we have to put new shoes on. And that's what we're doing right now. And it's a laborious process. You have to get on a ladder. So you can reach, when the mower is vertical, you can work on the underside of it. So we're on a ladder with a grinding wheel, and we have a torch to heat these bolts that are frozen in place. So it's a long process, but that's something we're doing. And, you know, there are fewer and fewer farmers that want to be farmers. And that's part of the collapse series that we're talking about. Who the heck wants to be a farmer? Gwyneth, I've talked to a bunch of farmers older than I, and my question for them is the same question. And whenever I find one that I think is real bright, I say this. So let's say there's a young guy, 20 years old, 20-something. He is savvy in mechanical repairs. He understands electricity, understands mechanics, levers, welding, brazing, cutting, fabricating engines, he or she. And he inherits the farm. She inherits the farm. They inherit the tractors, the implements, the ground, the fence, the gates, the animals, the cows, everything. They get it all, the house. It's all there. Can that guy or can that gal operate a farm in the United States today, without a job, without some outside income? Could that person depend on the farm to provide the sales, the revenue, the profit, and keep it operational, sustainable? And every one of them said, no. And that's the truth. That is the truth. So farming, if you think you can plant some cows and life's going to be happy happy ever after, it's not the case. It's hard work. But other than the lifestyles of the rich and famous that fleece the flock, other than that, it's the best lifestyle you could possibly have, I think, in my opinion. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, that's true. Farming doesn't pay the bills, but it feeds you. It does. And that's certainly my reason for setting up a homestead, is not to make money, but so that I can feed myself and actually my children, adult children in the future. And, you know, their partners or common law partners or spouses or whatever they have in the future, and any children that come along. That is my aim. And at the moment, I'm maybe just feeding myself, but I'm constantly building the place up. And, yeah, it's starting to get to the point where I'm going to be able to, where the homestead is going to be able to feed the family. And, but it doesn't make money. And, I was recently, talking with a particular government department here in Australia, and I was discussing my farm with them. And I said, you know that there's no such thing out there as a farm that really makes money. And he said, yeah, that's actually true. And I actually said, especially organic farms. Organic farms, you have less expenses, but you can't even make money on an organic farm, and you're not even paying for all the Roundup and, you know, all the rest of it. But it feeds you. And that's the reason why people ought to set up a homestead, is to feed themselves, because food is even now becoming one of those things that's kind of hard to come by, good food. Really it is. And kind of a tack that I've been wanting to take for a little while, kind of an angle that I've been wanting to take on this whole collapse thing for a little while, I've been thinking about it a lot, so I'm going to discuss it now, is the company store. Would that be okay, Vincent, if I went into the company store and collapsed?
Absolutely. Does that make sense? Are you talking about indentured servitude without that label?
Yes. It's like this. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos about people who are going through the cost of living crisis. Okay. And something that occurred to me, a topic that came up over and over and over and over again was this. So these people were bringing in like $1,000, $2,000 sometimes dollars a week, you know, so $500 to $1,000 Great British pounds per week, which is about $1,000 to $2,000 US dollars. And 24 hours after they got their check, there was nothing left. Why was there nothing left? Well, there was a few reasons. And if the class knows about this, they can maybe avoid these traps. Number one, property taxes. At the moment, they're going through the roof. Unless you fight the property tax battle, you are not going to make it out of this with your estate intact. I can absolutely guarantee that because the whole thing, everything you see out there, actually just before the broadcast, I was listening to another radio broadcast and they were discussing this topic and they had something that they found on TikTok or Instagram or one of these sites and they played it on air. And it was that everything is owned by BlackRock and Vanguard. And they own your municipality. I can just about guarantee it. And your municipality is not a government, it's a business. And its revenue model is extortion. They extort the property owners by getting them to pay a fee to live on their own estate. Whether that estate is a little block of land or maybe an apartment or, you know, a unit, a small house on a tiny piece of land, or whether it's 1,000 acres or 5,000 acres or 20 acres, 10 acres, it really doesn't matter. But the municipalities demand a fee for every piece of real estate on their turf. And if you dig your heels in and say, no, I'm not doing that, I refuse to consent to contract with you, they're going to give you a bad time. But they are an extortionate cartel, and they are operating in fraud, and they are racketeering, and they are criminal. And if you make up an affidavit alleging these things and you go through in your own location, in your own country, the High Court precedent, you'll find them. And here in Australia, okay, it's FEJO, that's F-E-J-O, versus Northern Territory. And I can't remember the HCA number, the precedent number, but if you look up FEJO, F-E-J-O versus Northern Territory, and it's paragraph 11 of that judgment, you'll find it, High Court of Australia. And also, what is it? Queensland Rail versus Union. And that was 2015. And what Queensland Rail versus Union says in Australia is, this was High Court of Australia, says that corporations established by statute are corporations and must abide by Australian corporate law. And what does Australian corporate law say? Australian corporate law says that contract without consent is extortion and is a criminal offence and is bad. That means your municipality can no more force you to pay property taxes, so-called, which is really an extortionate racket, then the McDonald's can force you to eat a hamburger.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth said something very important. Contract without consent is extortion. Okay. And she also said something that, are you doing something about your property tax? She talked about the collapse. She talked about the company store. And property tax, are you doing something about it? Well, here at USA Prepares, we don't just say, y'all ought to do something. We actually do it and then tell you about it. Or we say we're going to do it, and we tell you what happened. Well, I told you that I was going to challenge our property taxes, and I've done it many times. And 100% of the times that I've done it, our taxes have been reduced. Reduced. We just had another tax increase, a property tax increase. The corrupt state of Missouri is out of control. The weather has been manipulated to the point where farmers are growing about 55% less hay than we used to. Of course, that means 55% fewer cows. That's what it translates into. And the small family farmer raises the cows for the big cattle processors to chop up those cows and put them in packages for the consumers to buy. Without us, the small family farms, there'll be very few cows. Well, our taxes went up 12%. 12% across the board. Everybody got the benefit of a 12% increase. And we were all told, those who said, what's up? We're all told that it's because our property's worth more. And it's because the state of Missouri told our county, Wright County, Missouri, with a W, Wright County, that we needed to have higher taxes. That's what the state of Missouri told our county. Our county capitulated and raised our taxes. I don't think they wanted to do it. I don't think so. I think they were pressured. Now, if I were in charge, I'd say, y'all take a hike. I'm not going to go beat up the people in my county or the county I represented if I were living in a county. When I say my county, I don't mean I own the county. I mean the county where I live. But if you talk to a sheriff, they'll say my county. And I think they mean they run the show. So it's a different kind of a my. But the point I'm trying to make is our taxes went up and I challenged it. And here's what I did. I asked her son to come with me. So two of us went in to the county office at the appointment time. And it was prearranged. And I did it at a 1 o'clock appointment, which would leave the rest of the day for us. And I met with the county assessor. And we came in at the right time for our appointment. It was Monday. And I had my COVID mask on. And I had my surgical gloves on. They're blue. Latex gloves. And so did our son. Because we don't know what, you know, what's on the surfaces. And we don't know what disease is in there. And we wanted to make sure everybody there was safe from whatever diseases we'd be bringing in. And we went through the metal detector. It went off for our son. It went off for me. It goes beep. And there was a sheriff's deputy there, and he was in charge of the people coming in one at a time, single file. There weren't too many. There were a few of us. And he asked what I was there for. And I said, I'm there to get my taxes increased. And, yeah, you heard me right. And so we went into the big room where the tax assessor was, and I said, hi. I introduced myself. He said, you probably can't tell from behind this mask who I am, but I'm Vincent Finelli, and this is our son. And by the way, would it be okay if we went outside and did this in the sunshine where the sun can disinfect any bacteria? And the assessor said, sure, that'd be fine. Now think about that. Has that ever been done before? Have you ever seen a county employee leave the confines of his or her office and the protection of the sheriff and go outside? Have you ever seen that? And the answer is, I'll bet you have not. Well, our assessor said, sure, no problem. So we went outside. And there's some benches out there, and we all stood. We put the documents on the bench, and we went through page by page. And I'll tell you what happened when we come back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence was to announce his presidential run tonight in Iowa, but Pence released a new video to the media hours ago that let the cat out of the bag.
On his 64th birthday, Mike Pence released a nearly three-minute video announcing his candidacy and his vision for America.
I believe in the American people, and I have faith. God is not done with America yet, and together we can bring this country back.
The announcement by Pence comes a morning after former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie launched his campaign. Polls show Pence and all the GOP candidates still trail former President Trump in his third run for the presidency. I'm Rory O'Neill.
17 U.S. states are issuing air quality alerts today because of thick smoke from Canadian wildfires. States in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and as far away as Kentucky and Tennessee are reporting dense smoke from the fires burning in Quebec. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This can be slight and
light. One of today's hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, so I mentioned that I met with the county assessor. And we went over the property, and she had all the paperwork. And it was really nice. I had color pictures of our house from years before when the gate was open and the county assessor came over. And she took pictures of the barn and the garage and the house and the other three barns that we have on our property. So I said, so where are these numbers coming from, and how are they derived, and what's the basis? And she told me. And our house, our farmhouse that we built, we started building in 2005, is not finished. And so we cannot be taxed on a house. So they looked at it and they said, okay, here's how many square feet it is, and here's the kind of construction, and based on that, here's how much it would it'd be, you know, worth in the marketplace. And then they have a multiplier, which is much smaller than one. So it's it's valued at less. And then they took a percentage of the completion of the house. So our house is less than 70% complete. That means that if a person were going to build a house and or have someone build a house and they would say, well, it's not finished yet. You can't expect me to pay for the price that we agreed on because, no, the molding's not done. The insulation's not complete. The walls aren't, you know, they're not sheetrocked. All the walls aren't sheetrocked. All the plumbing's not finished. The wiring's not finished. There's no shutters. Where are the shutters? Where are all these missing pieces? So we are not paying for the part that's not done. We're not paying for the part that's not done. And there's another component to this, and that is when aerial views, you know, satellite-type views are taken of buildings, they can tell how many, you know, the dimensions. They can tell the length and the width. Well, they're looking at the roof, right, the size of the roof. Well, some buildings, the edge of the roof meets the vertical walls, you know, the front, back, left, and right. Well, in our case, we have overhangs on our roof. And the reason for that is water drips off the roof, and the last thing you want to have happen is water run right off the edge of the roof down to the foundation because it weakens the foundation. So all of our buildings that we built on our farm have roof overhangs between 18 and 24 inches. So the roof is actually larger in footprint than the building is because of the overhang. So because of that, our taxes are going to be reduced. And another item is that we have under some of the roofs what's called a shed. So, for example, you might have a building that the roof continues past the back wall or the side wall. And you could pull a tractor under there. It's just a roof with no, three walls are missing. Okay? Three walls are missing, but it's the roof over there, and you can pull equipment under there. So that's not the building. That's just a shed roof. So a shed roof is not taxed at the same amount as the building would be that it's attached to by the square foot. So, and then there are seven classifications of land. You know, swamp is worth the least. I think the government calls that wetlands. I would call it swamp. And then there is, you know, the highest level of taxation for ground is the area where the house proper is. So the county, we have 241 acres. The county says that one of those acres is for the Finelli family. The rest is agricultural. And that's very nice of them. However, because there's so little hay growth that we literally have only the house proper is used by the Finelli family. The rest of it's agricultural. We have paddocks all around our house for farm production. So the only part of the house that we use is the house, or the only part of that acre is the area that the house sits on. So we're using maybe a quarter of an acre of the 1 acre. So that is something that no one else has challenged. It's never been challenged. Hey, what are you doing giving us an acre and then charging us, you know, a very high rate for our acre? The most expensive acre on the farm is where the house sits. Well, we're not using an acre. And we have it proved. We had approved by all the photographs of the animals scratching their, you know, sides against the house, putting their noses against the windows. So the animals, the cows come right up to the house. When I say right up, I mean right up. And so our taxes are less. Everybody else's went up, and ours still went up, but we're bringing them down from where it went up. I'm not completely satisfied. But this is a no-win situation because it's like Finelli's against the state of Missouri. There's too many of them. And we're outnumbered and we're outgunned, but we clawed back a little bit. And you can do it too. But how many people have done the challenge? How many people have said, wait a minute, hold it, And I explained to the tax assessor that we're not growing as much grass, we can't have as many cows, and yet we're going to be taxed more. It's killing the family farm. There's no two ways about it. They're killing the family farm. And what this means is we can't raise as many cows, and that means there's not going to be as much beef, and yet there are more people coming into the country and more people living in the country, and more food is going to be required, and there's going to be less beef. Mark my words. That means beef prices are going to go through the roof, and you all are going to be eating crickets. No kidding. Cricket flour. It's already on the market. You all get your bugs ground up, and you won't even know you're eating them. So you won't know the legs from the eyeballs. Gwyneth, any comments?
Unless people... by the way, for new class members, I haven't paid any property taxes since 2016. And everything that I've said in this broadcast, everything that I will say regarding this topic and any other topic is not legal advice. It's education. I have to make that disclaimer every single time I talk about this. It's education. And it hasn't been easy. I've had the Victoria Police, the world infamous now Victoria Police. You know those guys who rode a riot squad through the farmers market in Melbourne? That Victoria Police. They turned up here on force. And three squad cars, six officers, stormed onto my property and arrested me and made me, by force of arms, sign an undertaking of bail and said that if I didn't, they were going to put me in the back of the paddy wagon and take me for a bit of a ride around the countryside. And these Victoria police officers, I know that they are rapists. And that they do sex racketeering. And they know that I know that that's what they do. I'm not saying that that's what they were going to do, but they did threaten to put me in the back of their paddy wagon and give me a drive around the countryside, and eventually I would end up at the police station. So it's a hard road. But if I had not done that, I would have lost my farm by now. Because I've just been through 2 years with basically no income, very, very little income. And if you put the expenses onto it, negative income, meaning how I got through it, I don't know. So the grace of God is all I can say. And I certainly would not have had any money to pay property taxes. That's how little money I've had for the last 2 years, currency, that is. So, but I'd already fought that battle. I'd already won that battle. And so I didn't have to pay property taxes. But every time I say property taxes, I should say extortionate fee. I should say that. That's what I mean. Because it's not a tax, they're not a government. They have no right to charge taxes to anyone because they're a corporation. They have a business number with the tax office. Here in Australia, they call them Australian business numbers or ABN. Every municipality has one. They're all corporations and they must abide by corporate law, which means that they are not allowed to force you to contract with them. And if they want to take it to the High Court of Australia, okay, let's go. But they won't because they know they'll lose because I have the High Court precedent. I've told them the High Court precedent. And they know that they're in the wrong. And they're also under multiple angles have committed fraud against me. That's not the only angle of sending this internationally infamous bunch of armed thugs to storm my property and threaten to do me harm. in my opinion. I'm allowed my opinion. But this is just one aspect of a company store. If you find out who owns the municipality, I can just about guarantee you it's going to be either Vanguard or BlackRock. Because if they're a corporation, that means somebody owns them. And getting back to the topic of the company store, that's just one aspect. When you've got your electricity connection, and for most people, unless they've gone off-grid and have their own electrical supply, which I do, they will be paying an electrical bill to somebody. Who are they paying the electrical bill to? I can guarantee that the electrical corporation is owned by either. I can almost guarantee that the electrical corporation is owned by either Vanguard or BlackRock. So they jack up the extortionate fee on your land. They jack up the electricity prices. And they jack up your water prices. Who owns the water companies? BlackRock and Vanguard. It's a company store situation. These people are skinning us all alive, figuratively. And they're doing it through the company store. Who owns the meatworks? BlackRock and Vanguard. They own it all. Those two corporations, and I can almost guarantee that they have interlocking directorships. They are causing the cost of living crisis. And then, when the poor old individual begins to go broke, they feel the need to take out a loan to meet their living expenses. Oh, by the way, who owns all of the food corporations, BlackRock and Vanguard? Supermarkets, grocery stores, BlackRock and Vanguard, feed corporations, BlackRock and Vanguard, they own it all. I can hear music again.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
About this USA comparison, I mentioned, I think I figured it out, and Gwyneth is fleshing it out. I said a while back that I believe that there are several corporations or a few corporations that are really in charge. And Gwyneth mentioned two of them. There's another one called State Street. And these are companies, corporations, in which people put their pension investments, or they trust part of their income with these companies and their investment houses. And so they take the pensions from lots of people, enormous amounts of money. And they have so much stock ownership in publicly traded corporations that these companies, these three, could literally change, alter stock prices. They can make them go up or down, literally, by the buying and selling of stock in the market because they have so much wherewithal. So if you ask yourself why are companies like, by the way, don't believe anything we say. Don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything you hear in the media. Don't believe anything you read in the media. Don't believe anything you watch in the media. Do your research. Make up your own mind. All right, that being said, why is it that companies have these rainbow-colored flip-flops for little children? Why are we indoctrinating children to be trans? Why are we indoctrinating people to believe it's okay to change their biological sex, which they cannot do, but they're led to believe they could? And if you take a young generation or two, you could change everything. Hitler said it. Hitler said he could run the whole world, just give them a couple generations. It's absolutely true. Well, these companies, because they control so much money, we'll call it money, that they can control what the CEO does. They can get their people to infiltrate the boards of directors of these corporations, and these board members can say, well, you know, we need to be inclusive. With no discrimination, anything goes. And, you know, if we have people who are mentally handicapped, that's okay. We can put them in charge of different divisions of the company. We can have sections of the company that will put transgender people on beer cans, and we'll sell lots of beer, and we can do all these things. And then the CEO realizes that if he doesn't go along with it, And by the way, when I say he, that's because when I was educated back in the 1950s and 60s, I was taught if you don't know, it's he. If you don't know, it's he. Okay? It's not they, it's he. It's not she, it's he. So the CEOs can be persuaded through a compensation package to go along with this. So, you know, the CEO gets a salary, and then he gets bonuses and stock options and those kinds of things. So you put it together, and it's an enormous amount of money. Well, it can be tied to things like, well, how many lesbians did you hire? What is your social score? How inclusive are you? Are you willing to let people have blue hair, green hair, and those kinds of things? And are you willing to promote transgender and homosexuality and those kinds of things? And if you are, we're going to measure you by that, and you'll be compensated better. So these three companies, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, can move the stock prices. And the CEOs, through their own individual greed, I believe, are inclined to go along with it. I don't think they all agree that all this queer stuff is good. I don't think they all agree with that. But they say it because they get more compensation by agreeing with it. And they know they're going to be thrown out if they don't agree with it. So I think that's how this is happening across the country. And we've been infiltrated in government positions by this agenda and people who are promoting this agenda. And why? Because it's all based on the problem, which is bona fide, and too many people. There are too many people. There's no question. There's too many people for the earth to support. But what we could do, of course, is educate people and say, you know, if you want to have children, that's fine. But you got to be able to pay for them. Okay? We can't just have people. We can't have waste. We can't have disposable products that we have no way of recycling. We can't do it. We're destroying the planet. So if we had leadership, we could solve these problems. But we don't have any leaders. So I believe that these corporations are pushing this agenda, and it's starting to backfire in a big way. Now, the next big thing that should happen, is that the shareholders should sue the boards of directors and corporations for failure to maintain stock prices by recklessly doing these things like Bud Light did and Target did. And I have a feeling that the shareholders are going to have class action suits against the corporations for the reckless, careless manipulation in the marketplace of the product lines that are causing the stock prices to fall and customers to walk away from these silly, silly, ridiculous agendas that the big investment houses are forcing down our throats because of population.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.